take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Suri. How's it going?
Morning, Johnny. Pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, this book has got a great looking cover.
Yeah, this kind of like orangey yellow with like this little animated cover.
What are your thoughts on judging a book by its cover? Do you think sometimes the cover does give a good heads up on what sort of like personality is inside the book? Or
honestly, yeah, as much as I'd love to pretend to be above it all and above the superficiality, I honestly reckon you glean like a little bit from a cover.
Yes.
Yeah. I've definitely like avoided books with ugly covers. I've regretted it.
I think with record shopping, you know, I don't know, kind of not, I mean, similar thing, you know, sometimes there are great covers and there is great music inside that album, you know?
Yeah, but exactly. And I think that like, at the end of the day, the cover is meant to indicate something to you, you know, it's meant to appeal to like whatever your specific tastes are. It's meant to signal something about the author to you. So I think, you know, judging a book by its cover, not as bad as people might make it out to be.
Looking at this, if I walked into a bookstore and I saw this, I would probably pick this up and walk out with it just on the cover.
It's pretty nice, eh? Yeah. Pretty nice. Yeah. And I think it does convey like the story really nicely. Mm-hmm. So when I picked this up, I was really looking for something quite plot-driven. I haven't read like a fiction novel like that in quite a long time.
What's the book and who's the author?
Help Wanted, sorry, by Adele Waldman.
Help Wanted by Adele Waldman.
That's right.
Okay.
And it's like a workplace satire. It's sort of set in like this dystopian alternative reality, like upstate New York place called, I think it's like Town Square. And it follows like all of the underlings that work for this like giant kind of like big box Amazon type workplace. And they all clock in at 3:30 in the morning. And it follows them sort of like doing all of the daily minutiae. So they're like, it's like super atmospheric. So you feel the kind of like the hum of the machines around them, the clicks of like the cogs, the literal cogs that are moving the machinery. You get like an insight into like the sort of like the rules and the disciplines of like a workplace that ultimately are meaningless, but like when you are like, you know, the working class strata, those rules, meaningless rules, end up you know, dictating like your life for 8 to 10 hours a day. So this sort of looks at this at that group of people, the very lowest on the rung, who have no power over their lives. But it's also quite funny, like, even though, so each chapter kind of looks at like the perspective of a different person, and like you still get like great little insights into like their daily lives that aren't just like the monotony of being at work and, you know, the little office dramas and the bits of gossip and the people they love working with and the people they hate working with. And the person they all hate working with or for is their manager, Meredith.
Yeah, and it has to be the boss.
Always
hate your boss in those situations.
That kind of bureaucratic, hardline manager, making sure all the boxes are straight, like a constant kind of like headmistress, and they're all under her wrath. And the central plot of the novel, it doesn't give anything away, but they're trying to get rid of Meredith, kick her out of that job, by encouraging her to get like a promotion, which I guess is like kind of a rare way to try and get rid of your boss. But they're like, she'll finally be off our backs, and hopefully that opens up a space for you know, one of the currently lower rung workers to also improve their lives. So yeah, it's like, it's quite a funny way that they get there. You don't know if you know, promoting Meredith has really made any of their lives much easier, but it really does give that feeling. And I think there's like a lot of millennial authors actually who've come out with books like this, like Severance by Ling Ma was really, really popular maybe like 5 years ago. And this is definitely in that kind of like office dystopia genre that I think many of us will be familiar with. It really reminded me of working at a bookstore in Melbourne, which I won't name. But we had like an iPad where we had to tick off like tasks that we'd done on a list. And if they were all sort of like time tasked, and if you hadn't, like within a minute of something being due, if you hadn't done it, the big owners would be giving the shop a call and being like, what's going on? What are you up to? How come this isn't done? So a lot, Meredith really embodies that. So I'm sure there's like some people listening who can really relate to that. If you've ever hated one of your bosses, if you've worked like a demeaning, low paying job, help wanted, really is the book for you.
Okay. Yeah. I spent many years working in a factory doing very menial work, so I empathize with anyone out there doing that sort of, you know, backbreaking, thankless labor. It is a mission.
Yeah, a real mission. And like in this book, like even though it feels like for the characters a lot of the time, you know, there's no way out of their situation. You know, only one person can really be promoted out of this like group of hundreds of workers. There are like small rebellions that, you know, they all carry out, which I think adds like a little bit of hope. So it's not just like a super depressing read. It's like manages to be funny while also like, yeah, really highlighting like the monotony of like low paying work. And I think if you're looking for a class conscious novel that still has like a really riveting plot, Help Wanted is fantastic. I couldn't recommend it enough.
Excellent. All right. Help Wanted, the author once again,
Adele Waldman, and you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Excellent. Hey, Suri, thank you very much.
Thanks, Johnny. Bye.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.